Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Super easy for every 49er fan to pick a side on should they have paid Brock. But that conversation to this point has largely been about, I think Brock's good enough, or I don't think Brock's good enough, right? That's kind of how you shouldn't have paid him 53 because he's good, but he's not 53 good. I hear that a lot. He's 40. He's not 53. I don't even know necessarily why, like to me, I'm like, I don't know why that matters. Like, I get it. You think that you can go get other players.
Right.
The Niners are brilliant at manipulating the cap. So like, I don't, that if you think he's 40, then let him be 53. Like, I don't think that.
Try that at a gas station where you pull in and it's 419 for yeah. regular. And you're like, you know what? I think it should be 349. Well, gas is 419, yeah. bro. And so if you want
exactly.
a gallon, you're going to get a gallon. If you want a quarterback, you're going to get a quarterback, and it's 53.
Great comp. Great so, comp. Yeah. I want to ask it in a new way, though. Did the 49ers overpay Brock, not because you think Brock's not good enough, did they overpay Brock because they shouldn't have paid anyone? Anyone. It feels to me like you were insinuating that earlier this week. I don't know if you were playing a role or what, how you actually feel, because to me, the answer is unequivocally yes, and it's not because of my massive, overblown 95-7 the game man crush on Brock.
It's pretty syrupy.
It's not that.
Right.
It's that I don't think that you can rent.
Well, I mean,
every year. You have to buy at some point. You can't always rent. You're going to get burned at some point.
Maybe.
That's my feeling.
Well,
my feeling is that you can't just do it every year because you're going to get yourself in one of a few different negative spots. Even those of you who would like to use the current situation as some sort of evidence to point, which is to say, look, you can win with Mac Jones. Great. Let's play that out. Mac Jones plays the rest of the year. The Niners become a playoff team. Forget if they win playoff games, but they win a division with Mac Jones. What does Mac do next year? He holds out. He holds out because he wants to be paid. He would be in a contract year and he would hold out if you want him to be your starting quarterback. So that's my point. My point is at a certain point, you do have to find somebody you like and then stick and stay, or else you're doing it every year. I find that to be unrealistic. The other side to that, though, is I will sit here and admit that you can look around the league, as we started off the show talking about, and see all the quarterbacks who suddenly look good when they end up in good systems. And so that sort of makes me lean into the direction of this isn't as much about the quarterback as maybe we all think it is.
It is about the system, and it always has been, but this is the way I'm going to answer this hypothetical, because when you paid Brock, I think it was, what, in April or May?
It was in May.
Fine. Whenever it was, you hadn't yet seen Mac Jones do what he's done, which is better than even I would have thought. I thought Mac Jones could be a good backup. He's been better than that. Many people are calling him the best backup in football, and whether or not that's the case or a small sample, they're 3-0, whatever you want to look at, you didn't know in May when you gave Brock the money that Mac Jones would come out and win his first three games right. as a backup. So that for me becomes the hard part about this, because if you knew in May that Mac Jones would be this good, well, then maybe you don't pay Brock Purdy, or maybe you go about it in a different way, but you had no idea that, and you had already signed Mac Jones at that point. You signed him in March, but you didn't know that Mac would come in and fit like this and be this good. Even Kyle Shanahan, I bet, didn't even think that this would happen.
I still don't know what you know, quote unquote, know. You know what I mean?
You know that he's able to win games in your system. That's what you know. Like, he's played three games as a starter and he's won all three. So that you know.
But that's a tremendously small sample to make a big decision.
It is, but you made the similar decision with Jimmy Garoppolo when he came in and he won his first five, and then that offseason you gave him the biggest contract ever.
I would argue the 49ers made that decision prior to even acquiring Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo, he had already been seen in the league.
Mac Jones has been seen.
No, I understand that, but they didn't use draft capital to acquire Mac Jones. Signed him as a backup for very little money NFL-wise. Jimmy Garoppolo was a Halloween trade that included draft capital.
Second rounder,
I believe, right? So that at that point, to me, you're already deciding, I think we want this player to be our starting quarterback. And so they make a move on him, then he comes in, then he plays well, and you win a bunch of games. So now you're in that situation. And you did that, small sample, but it was more than three. I think, what was it, six, whatever?
Yeah, something like that, five, I think.
No, you're like already further down the road. You've traded for this player. You want him to be your starting quarterback. Mac Jones is acquired in a much different way. You don't want him to be your starting quarterback, in fact. You're brought in for a completely different job. Like, here would be my comp. When Brock Purdy entered for the 49ers, you sure as hell didn't know if he would win games in your system. So 2.5 weeks later, they're 3-0. Were you at that point ready to be like, Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy can consistently win games in our system. I don't think you were, and those games were blowout victories with lots of points.
Yeah, in fact, I was, as I remember.
Were you?
Yeah,
I was ready for long term?
I was not thinking $265 million, but I thought, this guy's the starter, and let's see how far this goes.
He was the starter because the other two were hurt.
But you knew,
I mean, stick and stay.
Well, you didn't even know that until really going into last year, and then after last year, you still had some people thinking, well, that was a regression. So maybe two years ago was the anomaly, and maybe this is really who he is. And the durability questions now for some are real and they're a thing. And so I don't know. For me, it's not as easy as if you went back to May, what would you do? Because you didn't know that Mac would be this. But I do think the bigger question is what you're talking about. If you have a really good system and a really good structure, then maybe you don't need to go out there and spend that much money on a quarterback if you've got this head coach and this play caller and this overall system.
Tony Dungy said this on With the Joes this morning. What should the Niners do with this Mac and Brock and all of this stuff?
The coach is sitting there saying, hey, I've got to do what's best for the team. I know who my guy is, and then when he's 100% and ready to go and is practiced, we probably need to put him back in. But I certainly am not going to rush that process, and I'm not going to put him in when this other quarterback is playing so well. And Mac Jones is playing outstanding football for the 49ers. So I think they should wait until Brock has had his practice time and he is ready to go and fully 100%.
Okay, and who doesn't agree with that? Like, right? That to me, that's right.
Well, that's circumstantial.
What do you mean?
I mean, they're 4-1. If they were 2-3, then I don't know if you'd be so patient to wait till he was 100% fully ready to go.
But I think that's his premise, is Mac is playing well. If you were 2-3, then Mac would, in theory, would not be playing well.
Well, to Greg Cosell's point from earlier, if it's Kyron Williams doesn't fumble on the goal line, how do we feel about Mac Jones?
Nobody wants to get into that.
Right, and the reality is the reality, which is you're 4-1, but you are 3 or 4 plays away from being 1-4. And I mean, I guess you could be 0-5. I really don't see that. But let's just play with you could be 1-4. And you'd be thinking about, like, Brock Purdy. Like, dude, tape it up and get out there.
See, but to me, that's what goes back to your previous point and where I struggle with it when you say you know Mac Jones can win games in your system. Well, if Kyron Williams doesn't fumble, then I don't know that we walk away going, you know Mac Jones can win games in your system. That's what I'm talking about with such an incredibly small sample, and especially at least two of your three wins are like crazy tight. Marvin Harrison catches a ball, Kyren Williams doesn't fumble, would you say Mac Jones, quote, can definitely win games in your system?
Well, Jake Tonjes with a 50-50 lob ball, he catches that right, from Brock Purdy.
But Brock Purdy's in year four. We've already watched him go through two lengthy playoff runs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I'm talking about. We have a much larger sample there. So the Mac Jones question to me, like, yeah, if Marvin Harrison and Kyren Williams got nothing to do with Mac, but if those two dudes would just have executed what they were supposed to do, and both of them were razor thin, then would we walk away with that same statement? Mac Jones can definitely win games in your system. I don't know.
You probably would have a different perspective, but you look at what Mac did against L.A. with a completely outclassed and undermanned roster, and he got you to a spot where you could win that game. And, yeah, the defense came through big for you to help you preserve it. But all of this is so complimentary that, yes, Mac Jones is 3-0 as the starting quarterback of the team, but it doesn't mean that because he's 3-0 that he is on an MVP track. It's because of all the other parts on the team that have come through.
Of course. Tony Dungy then said this with regard to the role that Mac is on.
With Minnesota and the Niners, and you're sitting here with two hot quarterbacks that are playing well, you don't want to take the sting away from your number one guy, but boy, you owe it to your team. If we've got a hot hand and this guy's playing well, it's hard to take him out. And so we have had those conversations. What would you do? And I think for the most part, we're saying, hey, let Mac roll as long as he's hot.
My mind goes to it. Yeah, I disagree, but my mind also goes to something else. Tony Dungy watching? Is Tony Dungy waking up early? Carson Wentz is hot? Excuse me?
They won. They beat Cleveland.
They didn't win the week before, and he was gross in the first half. And he won against Cleveland with a late drive that was a nice drive, and that was a grinder. Like, again, yes, he won. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is hot?
Well, Mac Jones is the hot hand.
Okay.
I mean, okay. Mac Jones is the hot hand.
He's hotter than Carson Wentz.
He's hotter than Brock Purdy. And
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So, and that's what Tony was saying. And, you know, him invoking Carson Wentz is, you know, I think not as appropriate as him invoking Mac Jones, who, you know, 3-0. 3-0 is a starter. So
3-0.
And his thing was, and he used the phrase, hot hand. And Tony's talking about riding the hot hand, former NFL coach. And,
yep.
You know, and he even said, I think you owe it to those guys in the locker room.
His previous statement, though, does not mesh with his second statement. The previous statement was all about you can, the hot hand provides you the ability to wait until Brock is fully healthy. I mean, nobody disagrees with that. I would play conservative with regard to Brock Purdy's injury. I agree with that. Completely.
At 4-1, yeah.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
idea about fully healthy is easier to do when you are 4-1.
Exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.